This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin. FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. He is on the road. He's headed back from Mississippi because he is the new host at Trigger Time TV. Joining us on the road is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Tell me about being a TV show host there, sir.
Well, Mr. Bill, how are you doing? I'd like to just make a correction. I was lined out to be the host for the 2021 season.
Right.
However, I have been diagnosed with a torn Achilles tendon, and I've got a surgery consult on the 10th. So that's going to preclude me from doing the 21 season. I will now be scheduled for the 2022 season.
Okay.
But I just had a link up with the Trigger Time TV crew at a facility in Mobile, Alabama, on my way back to Florida to film some content for release this season, the current season, in addition to the other material that we've already produced.
Now, have you ever done anything like that before?
Not necessarily. I'm no stranger to doing film work. You know, I've done several training DVDs through Pantheo Productions. Of course, that's been some years ago. And this is that was all good prep for this. My primary goal with doing any kind of film work is to have, you know, full grasp of the material I'm presenting and do it in one take. I hate having to cycle through, you know, two, three takes just to get it right. So therefore I put the work in prior to the actual film gig with, you know, my own rehearsals, reduced force, and full force rehearsals. So when the camera starts rolling, I can get it done in one take and then move out. And it went really well. It went real smooth, today.
Now, in what capacity were you filming? Were you filming as an expert? Were you filming at what were you doing today?
Yeah, just filming as you know, myself, presenting material that I've developed myself, you know, over the years. We filmed three segments today. The first segment was working, you know, the actually doing a comparative study of the physical and visual requirements for engaging, you know, near targets and then shifting to a far target. And, of course, the reverse, engaging a far target first and then accelerating to the near target, whereas you know, when you work the near target first, you can accelerate to the near target, but you have to decelerate to get a good hit on the far target.
Right.
And the near target was, I was using AC steel, and the near target was at 7 yards, what I consider to be minimum safe distance, on steel with pistol caliber. And then, my far target was an AC steel at approximately 35 yards, which, you know, definitely required me to decelerate to get on it. But, you know, no harm, no foul. It went real smooth. Another segment was kind of sharing information in respect to deciphering my language, because sometimes I use the technically correct language to describe an action or a function, and you know, people aren't as dialed in on the actual technical aspects. But the comparative study I did, and providing the framework of marksmanship, you know, standalone marksmanship, and then combat marksmanship being the framework, drawing, aiming, and firing versus mounting, acquiring, and firing. In a strict marksmanship setting, you're normally working with some form of strict bullseye target or a dot, and it's static. So it's, and there's no emphasis on time per se. So in a relaxed manner, you can draw, aim, and fire. No problem. But when it comes to, if you put a time value on the action and the emphasis is on, you know, engaging a threat target that could either be static, multiple targets, or a moving target, you would have to, aiming then becomes acquiring the target, and then, well, allow me to digress. Aiming, it is all-inclusive. Acquiring the target is all-inclusive of the aiming requirements on multiple or moving targets. And then, of course, the firing aspects are going to be different. You're going to be interacting with the firearm much more aggressively in order to reduce the amount of time it takes to successfully complete the engagement. That segment went extremely well. And the third segment was basically demonstrating while explaining various aspects of being visually aggressive. You know, what it takes to, you know, for example, based on the construct of the shooting problem, size of the target, distance, lighting conditions, ad infinitum, everything is variable. For example, if I'm going to aggressively engage a near target, then in support of completing the engagement in the least amount of time, I could be super aggressive with a pistol and get away with it. But I can't do the same. I can't interact with the pistol in the same manner at 7 yards as I would have to interact with the pistol in support of a long-range target.
Right. Let me get you to hang on right there.
Absolutely.
Let me get you to hang on right there. That would be fascinating to watch that, because that... That is my shortcoming, and but we'll talk about that when we get back. Dave's website is called combatspeed.com, or you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. On the road, coming back from Trigger Time TV. You were talking about transitioning and having to accelerate, decelerate, all this other stuff. Now, for most people, that whole idea of, you know, taking out the close threat and then zeroing in on, because that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the close threat, you can just about point shoot, can't you?
Correct.
And the further away threat, you've got to actually sort of take a moment.
You definitely have to aim.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to use the sights and everything.
Yeah, the difference being, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, now, do you just, you use just regular steel sights for this kind of stuff, don't you? You don't run dots.
Correct. Well, I would like to think I'm equally good with both, but I still favor iron sights. iron sights don't fail.
Right.
In respect to the visual action, you're absolutely correct in respect to near targets. Basically, when I'm working at combat speed, on a near threat, as long as I capture a visual impression of the working relationship of the front sight and the rear notch, I'm good to go. I'm satisfied with that. However, for example, today, the near target was at 7 yards. Well, that's all I needed was a visual impression of the working relationship of the sights. But the deceleration was required because my far target was at basically 35 yards. So I needed, visually, I needed a legit, crisp sight picture. And, of course, the requisite finesse in respect to interacting with the trigger is required. Whereas at, 7 yards on a near target, you can be as aggressive as you want with a trigger and still hit. I won't say it's difficult, but you definitely have to work at it.
Right.
The, shifting gears, being able to accelerate physically and be visually aggressive is learned. And when you are forced, you have to set up in training and practice, you have to set up your target array to support this type of action, because, when you're super aggressive on a near target and then have to decelerate your actions on a long range target, it's not as easy as it sounds. And it's a, you have to practice and you have to learn how to do that.
I would imagine in order to make it work, you also have to get to that point where you're so, that process is so ingrained into you that it's almost like you're no longer thinking about it. It's just occurring, it's occurring sort of naturally, sort of organically as you move about.
Correct. And, therein lies the construct of the shooting problem itself. Do you understand what you're trying to accomplish? And are you able to, does the range facility you're using, wherever you happen to be, live firing at, does that facility support setting up that shooting problem? What I've seen is in the learning curve, entry-level shooters, when you explain to them on an entry level what aiming is and how to do it, seeing people take it literally, and that is the only thing they want to see before they fire, regardless of the size or distance to the target. And that's not a bad thing, but when it comes, when you add, you know, a time element to the action, then it becomes extremely important that you understand everything is variable. And what I mean by everything is, you know, fundamentally, in respect to the fundamentals, sight alignment, sight picture, breathing, you know, the grip, all aspects of basic fundamentals, you need to know what that is and understand the application. But in real time, when it comes time to shoot, I shift mentally, I shift from the fundamentals, I get out of the weeds, and I focus on what I need to do visually and physically in support of applying the principles of marksmanship or meeting the requirements of the principles based on the construct of the shooting problem in real time.
Right.
Then it becomes a different animal.
We don't have time for me to go into this, but I just had this thought, and I'd like to ask you about this, simply because when it comes to training, I think a lot of people get into this thing where they go from training based upon where they see their shortcomings or their needs or what they're trying to improve upon, to this dogmatic thing where you have to do this sequence or order of events in order for it to be genuine, and if you don't, then you're doing it wrong. And I want to ask you about that simply because I'd like to see what your thoughts are on that. I have my own. Of course, I don't train people, and it's probably a good thing. You hang
sure,
on for
absolutely.
Me. We're coming up on the next break. Super Dave Harrington, of course, he is the head of Combat Speed LLC. And right now he's getting ready to have some medical procedures. So right now he is not training, but he is doing the TV thing. So he's sort of training. He's sort of getting out there and putting it out there. And in the meantime, he still continues to join me here. You can find his website at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reminding everyone,
it's been the President who continues to reach out over and over and over again, and we agree on a lot of things. Let's go ahead and get a stimulus check into the hands of the American people. Let's do enhanced unemployment.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are both spending the anniversary of 9/11 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this year. They'll visit the field where Flight 93 crashed as passengers tried to fight the terrorists for control of the plane. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden participating in a community meeting. Jeff Wagner is a firefighter in Kenosha. He says cleaning up after all the riots and looting is taking its toll on everyone.
Our members are tired after this past week. Some of them are beat up pretty good, but their spirits are high. And the reason that their spirits are high is because of the appreciation and love that our community has shown us after the fires. Everything that's been dropped off at the firehouses to people stopping us on the street telling us thanks.
The NFL will close all facilities on Election Day and give players and staff time to vote. It will also work with state officials to use stadiums as polling places on November 3rd. All personnel will be given educational material to help with registration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington on his way back to Florida from Mississippi. He just filmed some segments at Trigger Time TV. So here's a question about training, okay? Now, I've been blessed enough to train with both James Yeager and Steve Fisher within the last couple of years.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing that I got with James's class, with tactical response, with his fighting pistol, is that, you know, if your gun is out, you'd better be fighting, moving, or loading, right?
Correct.
You should not be standing there after you've shot the gun and look around at your buddies going, look, I just shot and I hit what I was aiming at, too. So, you know, the thing he's trying to impress upon his students, I think, certainly was impressed upon me, although I already trained that way to a certain degree, but that just added a few more tools to the toolbox, if you will.
Right.
Is that, you know, there's a time to sit around and, you know, jaw, and there's a time, if your weapon is out, you had better be doing something. You better be looking for somebody to shoot. You better be, you know, loading. You better be moving. You better be shooting. So,
right.
That was, and then when I went with Steve, now Steve, on the other hand, Steve completely did away with all the dogma when it comes to technique. Because he wasn't necessarily teaching tactics or mindset. He was teaching technique, and he was trying to sharpen us enough to open our mind up and start trying to look at targets, not as something that we're trying to hit, but we're trying to hit just right there. And we're trying to hit them at distance just right there. And then that way, if you're actually in a gunfight, which, you know, what is it, 3-4 feet, most of the time it's over within less than 5 seconds. If you've trained to shoot at somebody accurately and quickly at 25 yards, you're probably going to really decimate them at 4 feet, wouldn't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
So
I always train at distance for that very reason.
Right. Yeah, if you can hit something at 25, 35 yards, hitting it at 5 yards is not going to be that difficult at all. But if you can hit something at 5 yards, that's not a guarantee you can hit something at 15 yards, is it?
Correct.
If you're going to be looking for pinpoint accuracy. So when you're training people or when you're putting your modules up on TV or something, how do you try to impress upon them that, you know, what I'm training you to do is based upon a certain thing now, and, you know, there's going to be certain things that, like, nobody's going to draw the same way you draw. There's certain fundamentals to a draw out of a holster that you want to do, you know.
Right.
But at the same time, it might, you know, somebody might have a bad shoulder, they might have bad hands, and, you know, you and I both have adapted to certain things as time has gone on. How do you get them to understand that what you're trying to do is teach them a fundamental premise and show them how to develop that skill set while at the same time telling them, you know, I don't expect you to imitate me?
Right. It's a very good question. It starts with the construct of the environment that you're trying to be prepared for. For example, if you are of a mind that you are only interested in, say, concealed carry and self-defense type scenarios, well, they normally take place at extremely close distances and accelerated timelines. Whereas what I know and understand because of my background and experience, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what level of violence is going to be necessary on my part to solve the problem. So therefore, I want to be as prepared as possible to handle any scenario, from be it an individual self-defense type scenario to, you know, having to deal with a flash mob, so to speak. You should never set yourself up for failure by limiting your conditioning and preparedness. You know, there's a saying, it goes something like along the lines of, if you only shoot large targets at close range, the limits of your ability are going to be large targets at close range. And people normally will work with a full silhouette target. However, the use of cover and concealment respectively should immediately tell you that you're not going to have a full silhouette target to work with. You know, if someone is going to stand in the open to be shot, we'll shoot them a bunch of times until they go down. But normally, when you're fighting with firearms, everything is very dynamic. Nobody stands still. It's very fluid. And you have to be able to, from an ability standpoint, you need to be able to hit moving targets rapidly, many times in a row.
Right.
But a lot of individuals just simply do not have access, or if they don't have access to a facility that supports that kind of work, the facility doesn't allow that type of work to be done in the first place because of liability issues or insurance purposes or whatever.
Right.
So it's almost a catch-22 in that respect.
Yeah, but, there's a,
you know, what do you understand and what are you able to do?
Right. There's a few outdoor ranges here that are run by the Department of Natural Resources, and if you're shooting, bang, 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 they're running out there going, what are you doing? Do you think you're a machine gun? Which is, you know,
right.
That, and like, I'm lucky because I know somebody has a private range. So I can go there, and on the one hand, it's great because I can go there and I've got the freedom to do certain things. On the other hand, it's so free and so open that sometimes I develop this garbage bad habit thing that I get going on. But I'm constantly working on trying to keep that from happening. I'm always telling myself, slow down, go slower, don't do that. You don't have to do this. Nobody's timing you, you know. So I'm constantly having to do that. But I get exactly what you're saying. I just sometimes I wonder because I've been to a few classes where they all look the same. And I know that all of those instructors went to a class where they learned all of this. It's the same class, and they all look the same. But when you're asking, okay, right. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? They don't really tell you. But there's still value in that. I get that. Every time I pull the trigger, I am getting some value out of that repetition. You hang on for me.
Right.
We're coming up on the last break in the hour. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's been in Mississippi filming at Trigger Time TV, and you can find his website at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here.
Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So, while you are convalescing as you get ready to go through this next procedure, will you have to make any adaptations for the way you carry a gun as you go through rehabilitation or anything, or will that pretty much remain the same?
No, it'll remain the same. This go round, I tore my right Achilles tendon, and it's torn right at the attachment point to the heel bone. So, as I understand it now, I do have a surgery console on the 10th, but as I understand it, they're going to have to, in order to repair it, they're going to have to detach it from my heel bone and then reattach it, and therein lies maximum recovery time.
Yeah.
Initially, I don't know what the initial time frame is going to be, probably 30 to 60 days. I have to completely stay off of it. And I understand I'll be wearing a boot for a little while. But as far as, my mobility will be severely limited, but it's not going to affect my ability to take care of myself either.
Sure. Now, you've been through this before with your knees, right? You had to put up with this with the knees. Although, are you going to be more mobile after this versus, say, when you had your knees replaced?
Oh, absolutely. I should be able to initially just get around on crutches, with the emphasis being no weight at all. I can't put any weight on my foot whatsoever for the initial 30 to 60 days. You know, it's all going to have to play itself out. But I still have my holster mounted on my walker, so I'll always have a blaster within arm's reach.
Have you ever carried a shoulder holster? Have you ever used one of those before?
Actually, I have never used a legit shoulder holster like a Miami Red, but I do have two. I have a leather chest rig that I use for hunting.
Right.
And, you know, a Kydex chest rig for, you know, physical, heavy physical activity. Exercising, whatnot, stuff right. like that. They're an excellent option. But otherwise, I carry strong side or right side straight drop hip
right.
outside the waistband hip.
Hold. Gotcha. Let me ask you a question, simply because I'm not going to talk about, like, the boogeyman and Bigfoot and all this other stuff. I know a lot of guys go out hunting, and they do a lot of backpacking and hunting. And for them, you know, ounces equals pounds, and pounds equal pain. So they try not to carry any more than they absolutely have to carry. But a lot of them will go out, and they're either bow hunting or they're black powder hunting or whatever, and they're going to, say, elk hunt, which, it, as far as I know, I don't know of any elk hunting territory that doesn't also have bears there.
Correct.
And I find it astounding that nobody will think about just getting a chest rig like the one you're talking about and carrying a, like right now, one of my sponsors, Ace Firearms, is building me a Poly 80 10 millimeter.
Okay.
Simply because I think that is an ideal round to carry into the woods.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
And
as long as you're using legit 10 millimeter
ammo.
Or 10 millimeter ammo.
Not 40 caliber long, right? 10 millimeter ammo, yeah.
Right. Yeah, with 10 millimeter loaded to legit 10 mil specs. Which, you know, a lot of people may not understand that a lot of manufacturers actually download their over the counter 10 millimeter.
Yeah. Well, they
because
do that.
It's actually
so
a very stout cartridge.
Yeah. A real legitimate 10 millimeter round will punch a very neat hole through a grizzly bear's skull.
Absolutely.
Sort of akin to a 44 Magnum, except I don't know that, you know, most of the time 44 Magnum, if it's downloaded, it's called 44 Special. And I don't, I've got three or four boxes of that lower pressure, lower thumping ammo, which is not what I would carry if I go out there. What, as far as a self-defense setup, what do you think about people that go out there and don't think at least to take something where they could engage something really quick if they had to? Because that's what it comes down to. Is there, you know, most of these bear attacks are ambush attacks.
Right.
What's your thoughts on that? Get out there and say, well, I'm not. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think about that? What do you think about the people that say, well, I'm not going to carry that because that's going to be heavy?
Then, you know, good luck. Because, you know, you're literally putting your life in your own hands by not choosing a caliber that supports the piece of work you may need to accomplish. Just like, for example, I may have, you know, that 10 millimeter rig, the G20 rig that I use for hunting. I don't run over the counter 10 millimeter ammo through it. I buy legit, specialty, cartridges. The 10 mil, solid cast bullets. For the example that you provided, if you're going to punch a grizzly in the skull, you need to have a good, solid cast, you know, hard bullet to do that.
Right.
Not, you know, some relatively soft lead jacketed hollow point. You need a good, rock solid, you know, 180, 200 grain solid to accomplish that task.
Most of them need to be hard cast, too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The, you know, bone, coming into contact with bone, you know, the deformation that takes place, you know, it's not always just about the caliber. Caliber is important, but bullet design and construction is what's going to actually carry you.
I just wonder about that
accuracy,
sometimes.
Accuracy, trajectory, terminal performance. You have to take it all into consideration. You know, the example that you provided is you could say the same thing for people that, you know, carry concealed, but they're using a 380 or, you know, a 25 ACP. If I had to choose a small caliber to carry concealed for self-defense purposes against human animals, I would choose a 22 long rifle. Simply because it's, you know, with a good, you know, high velocity hollow point, it's a devastating cartridge. Even with, just soft lead round nose bullets, their propensity for travel, you know, penetration and ricochet is off the chart. You could, for example, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you could shoot somebody in the toe with a 22 and it could probably come out the top of their head.
I'm running out of time. I've been listening to this. We're running out of time. That was quite the picture that one painted. Drive careful. And I will talk
absolutely
to you soon. Thanks for joining me this evening. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.